5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deep End 5. Number 5.
Well, my number 5 gem is quartz, and perhaps people might know it as rock crystal. It's really a very common mineral. Its chemical composition is silicon dioxide. And in fact, quartz makes up about 12% of the Earth's crust. I read a very interesting thing. Apparently, it's the primary component of dust. So it's really got quite a lot to answer for. In its natural state, it's a very, very beautiful, transparent mineral that forms characteristically in long, hexagonal prism. The prism terminates at each end in a pyramid. There are some very beautiful examples of quartz called Herkimer diamonds that come from a very particular region in upstate New York called Herkimer. And they're certainly not diamonds, but they're the clearest, cleanest examples of quartz. And they're quite small, and they form in these double terminated prisms. They're very sought after and very beautiful and quite interesting specimens of quartz. Quartz isn't the easiest mineral to work with because it isn't terribly hard and it's rather brittle. It can easily fracture, and certainly gems like the amethyst and citrine are notorious for chipping at the very last minute when you're trying to set it into the metal. But it's such an appealing material that I just keep coming back to it and trying to devise ways to set it in a smart way. One of the most beautiful series of cut quartz pieces that I bought on my last trip to New York to one of my favourite gem dealers there, and he had cut a series of small pieces, soft squares and rectangles, which had encased the negative crystal growth within the cut piece, which is maybe a little hard to imagine, but while the crystal can grow into a positive shape, it can also grow within a larger body of quartz. It can leave little pockets that have the exact formation in a negative shape. And so he captured these sort of negative crystals inside the positive crystals, and you really had to see it to believe it.
Deep End 5.